This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzo's Autonomous Zone, episode 244, recorded on Monday, August 26, 2019, there we go, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. So it's Meta Monday, and we're going to talk about podcasts and podcasting and meta, you know, stuff. We're going to navel gaze. For a short update, I had plans to perhaps move forward with the intro outro stuff that I talked about last week over the weekend, but they were disrupted, so they have not occurred yet. And I figured I would go ahead and take this opportunity. That's like a, you know, to talk about my life moving a little ahead. But what mainly they were disrupted by is, we got a phone call in the early evening last night from Savannah, Gracie's mom, who, you know, we talked about, just now live, they now live down the street. And Gracie had rolled off the bed, which she has done before. She hasn't done it in a while, but she had rolled off their bed, the parents' bed, and they were pretty sure she'd broken her arm. And so they were on their way to the emergency room. And within, you know, 90 seconds, probably more like 45 seconds, we were on our way to the emergency room. So everybody had been, heard, Gracie's dad's parents were, you know, her dad was there, and her uncle showed up after a while. He actually works. He's a nurse and works in that emergency room. So he knew everybody there. That was a little, you know, it's always helpful to have like a, somebody who knows everybody, to make sure things are going well. But, and she did indeed break her arm. Not a terrible break. They put her in, I guess, like a splint last night. And she went to like an orthopedics place and actually was really lucky and got a cancellation. They figured it was probably going to be a couple days before she could get in, but they actually had a cancellation this morning. So she now has a bright pink cast on her right arm, and she is right-handed, so it's kind of a bummer for her. She's doing pretty well with her left hand already, and this may be, you know, she's so young and everything still, you know, it may help her gain a little bit of proficiency with both hands. She's got to have a cast for 4 weeks. I'm sure we'll have, like, I had a couple pictures. I actually was trying to take a picture of my first picture of the cast. I had seen one from that Savannah had sent Charlotte in the car, but I hadn't taken one yet myself, and she was not happy about pictures. I don't know if she doesn't like the... She just maybe wasn't ready for pictures at that point in time when she got to our house this evening. We're giving her out of daycare tomorrow, so she'll be with us during the day. And she's doing pretty well. I never saw her cry at the hospital. Savannah said she didn't cry when she was getting the cast put on. She was very, you know, quiet and kind of wide-eyed at the hospital for most of the period of time I was there. I actually went out. We were looking for a new one of those bedside, like, walls that you put on your bed so that it, like, keeps kids from rolling off. Which she had, and we'd gotten old enough that thought it was okay. She had them here, and when they moved, we actually gave them to friends of ours who have a smaller baby, and were looking for a specific type, the type that we had actually. So the whole thing, nothing, you know, crazy. It was just like a freak, weird, crazy thing happened. So, but she's okay. She's in good spirits. She was in good spirits over here today. She directed Pop to do things for her that she couldn't, like she was trying to take. We bought her a new set of, they call Dublos, something like that. They're like double sized Legos. That's the kind of the ones she plays with at this point. We bought her a new set of them because she's taking some of them over to her house now. And sometimes when she had a big stack of them, she couldn't get them all apart with one hand. So that was Pop's job. I dutifully complied. So she's okay. like I said, 4 weeks. You know, she's very young. She's growing fast anyway. It apparently wasn't a bad break, but bad enough. She does have, like, it's apparently, like, it's a whole, it's, the break is down near kind of the, in her forearm, closer to her wrist than her elbow, but the cast is all the way up, almost to her elbow. And Jonathan, our son, the nurse, said that they do that for children that young because to make sure they can't rotate their hand inside the cast. Like if the cast only, it really only needed to be up to her elbow in one sense, but if it stopped there, she'd be able to rotate her arm in there and slow down things. So, or, you know, cause problems with it. So you get the whole arm and, now she doesn't rotate nothing. I'm sure she will at this point I mean, literally it's the first day, but she wasn't even using it today. She just like, it's like a, you know, lump at her side, but her fingers are, you know, her fingers are out of the cast. And I would suspect that within a couple days, she'll probably be using it as like, you know, to hold things and, you know, because it is her dominant hand. So she'll probably, you know, start to adapt a little bit more. But so that is, that's the news. It was, I was there, then I went out, I went to the stores, couldn't find the freaking thing. So I was in the wrong spot. Came back. We were there for a while. You know, it was late before we got home. So, we had already done the podcast that I uploaded yesterday, or yesterday's podcast, whatever, Charlotte and my discussion. I think we had done like an hour before it happened, but I hadn't actually posted it yet. So once we got home, I had to do that real quick. Oh, so anyway, podcasting. I thought today I would talk about, because I had an idea, and I do a pretty good job of either speech to text or whatever I have to do. Try when I have an idea for a podcast thing and try, you know, depending on the situation, a lot of times I'm driving. It's Murphy's Law. So it's a lot of speech to text, reminder stuff. But, it kind of made sense to me to talk about, moving forward with the, you know, yet again, trying to, keep the podcast alive, you know, weekly, something like that, I would say. After the dog days, and I had a pretty good framework for it. And then I just forgot. I forgot what it was. I didn't get it put down. In fact, and it was one of those, I had two pretty interesting ideas in succession and I got the second one down. And by the time I got the second one down, I couldn't remember what the first one was again. But instead I just decided, I thought I would sit, cause a couple of people have mentioned minor things about, their listening habits and stuff like that. And I thought I'd go over pretty quickly, because I have rambled already, pretty quickly my history with podcasting. Not, I've told that story before, but just actually with, like, procedurally, not like when I started and all that sort of thing. I mean, start at the beginning. Yeah. The August of 2004, I was listening to podcasts. I think I started with like day two or three of Daily Source Code. But for a long time, or for several years, it was on various, you know, hardware devices that, you know, Compact Flash supported or stuff like that when I was running. Eventually when I'm trying to remember, I don't remember exactly how early it was with the first, you know, I have mentioned before, I had the very first Android phone, the T1s or T-Mobile's, whatever they called it. The very first Android phone that came out, you know, I was standing at the door of the T-Mobile place to get one. Still have it. Haven't charged it in a long time, but still have it. And I can't remember how long there was a period of time where I had that phone and yet was still listening to stuff on other things. But somewhere fairly early in that, I should have looked this up. But I'm almost positive that, oh, yes, start remembering. By 2009, so I got that phone in 2008. By sometime in 2009, Google had a podcast app that not only did was it Google Listen, I believe it's called, and not only was it a podcast app, but it hooked into very cleverly Google Reader. You basically, because you know, podcast feeds are RSS feeds, and so you could just create. I think it created it automatically for you when you started to set up the app. Within Google Reader, you had a listen subscriptions tag or folder. I can forget how. I forget if it was folders or virtual folders via tag. But anyway, if you put an RSS feed into that category, it became a subscription on Google Listen. And the thing I really liked about that is, you know, as I was mentioning on Saturday with Perkeep, I love the notion of having information about the podcasts I've listened to. And in fact, I really want to have all the podcasts that I've listened to, with Perkeep. I don't get that with Google Listen, but it was very easy and I didn't do it right away, but, not too long. Again, I think it was maybe 2010 or something like that. I haven't gone back and looked at them in a long time. I need to organize them, but I was programmatically, you know, I had Google scripts that were running things that would hit my Google or my Google Reader history, because Google Reader had an API that let you like go into your history and see when you'd read things or what you've recently read. And I would suck up a day's worth of history and then go through it looking for things that were in the subscribe listen folder. And then I had my podcast that I listened to the day before, and I stuck them in a Google spreadsheet, and I've got a zillion of them. I loved it. And then of course, you know, Google Reader, bye bye. I think right after that, cause I remember listening to Dave Schlesinger, I believe, and this was around the period where people were trying out, and I may have skipped something in here. I didn't sit down and write this out, but what was it called? Flatter, where it was a way to put some money into a bucket. It was kind of pre-Patreon or right at the beginning of Patreon. But it put some money in a bucket and then spread that money out around things you liked around the internet every month. And Dave was interested in it, and I don't think he was using Google Listen, I don't know, but he went to BeyondPod, if I remember correctly, because BeyondPod had a plugin functionality, and there was a Flatter plugin for BeyondPod, so it would basically do all the work for you. You set up your account, it would keep track of the podcast you listen to, and, you know, say, these are the web sources that I want to Flatter this month or this week or whatever it was. I think it was this month. I used that for several years. The whole Flatter thing. I think I did Flatter for a while, and then it just never really went anywhere. So I stopped using Flatter, but I was still using BeyondPod. And then I started having trouble. I thought at first it was a phone, because I think the problem started happening right after one phone upgrade. And my guess later on was that the phone upgrade was also right around the time, you know, I tend to be on the Nexus or Pixel type devices. And so it was a new version of the operating system as well. Cause you know, depends on the phones, not all of them are terrible, but you know, especially if you're not on the Google controlled stuff, your, speed with which you upgrade or number of times you upgrade through, Android versions is lower usually. So I think I had gotten a new version of Android as well, and I just started having a lot of problems with BeyondPod. I didn't even realize it was BeyondPod at first. I thought it might have been the phone. I thought it might have been, but it was just crashes. And I finally got to the point I thought it was just audio, because it couldn't figure out what was going on. It turned out as I finally started looking and seeing that other people had problems with large podcasts. And at the time I was starting to listen to more of these podcasts that, you know, are 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours long. And it was just crashing, because when I randomly tried maybe Pocket Casts and had no problem whatsoever. And I think I used Pocket Casts for a little while, but then And I can't even remember, once again, because, I mean, I listen to Dave Slusher's podcast, so, and he talks about podcasting. He went to Podcast Addict for some reason, and I can't remember what the reason was. Now, it may have had something to do with, like, playlist functionality or something, and I decided to try Podcast Addict, and that is what I'm still with now. I like Podcast Addict. Because I did use Pocket Cast for a while, and I don't think there was something with the UI. Don't remember. Anyway, so that's what I'm with now. I'm with Podcast Addict. I probably, unsurprisingly, hearing my other stuff, I like to have control over all my stuff. So my playlist feed is completely manual. I manage it every day. I don't have any automatic playlists. I don't have any rules. I certainly could. I know they're there and I know how they work, and the things that I do manually are mostly what they do, except when they're not, you know, especially like during dog days or something like that, where I, you know, kind of call audibles and figure out which podcasts of my regular feeds I still want to listen to and things like that. But for whatever reason, I could still probably do all that stuff, but I don't. Everything is manual. I frequently go in and piddle with the order of the list, you know, while I'm in the middle of listening to something. I just change my mind. I also do not listen at anything other than 1X. It's just a personal preference. I have tried the higher, like slightly higher speeds before. I didn't like it. I realized that it is would be a great time saver, but I realize I would probably get used to it if I would do it, but I don't. So I don't do that either. Ugh, already 16 minutes. So I think that's going to be it. So that right now, I have fond memories and really wish that Google hadn't killed Google Reader and Google Listen. That was probably my favorite, partially because I could get to the stuff. I can get to the stuff nowadays. I think I've mentioned this before, but one cool thing about Beyondcast or Podcast Addict is that not only will it Scrabble, which I have done that for a long time, so I have a separate Last.fm account where I keep all my podcast listens, it also supports posting podcast listens to Twitter. And I only found that out a few months ago. But since then, I now have a separate Kenzoid P Twitter account where I post all my podcast listening. So I can get to the stuff. And I should be able to get that stuff into Perkeep. Yeah. I'm psyched. So anyway, that's it for today. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. All my other contract information is there. You know, Ken Kennedy and Kenzoid are the way to find me on the internet. Tomorrow is what, summer resolutions? And I think I have something lined. I haven't looked. I think I have at least one more left on that list, so that one shouldn't be too bad. So anyway, we will talk to you then. I need to cut this off. It's going long. So talk to you later. Bye.